When he regained his freedom, he changed his name and surname to Sebastian Melchin and immigrated to Paris, where he remained until his death. The last year of his life were characterized by financial fractality, failing health problems due to his fondness for drinking, and a last-minute rapprochement with Catholicism. Only posthumously were his works performed and published again. In 1906, Richard Strauss set his drama Salome to music, and over the year almost all of his literary output was translated into several languages.